know about relationships, but you're wrong. Listen, there's no magic bullet. I'm teaching life skills.
When you're sick, you need medicine. It don't always taste good.
Nah.
But it'll get you better. You need this medicine.
Yeah.
It ain't gonna always taste good. But this is what you need. Men and women, bottom line, we need to have the conversation. Your partner wants to give up control, but only if you know how to drive. This is about being the best you could ever be. Whoever you are, I don't care if you're a man, a woman, LGBTQ, space aliens. I'll save anybody, I don't care. I'll teach a hedgehog how to have a threesome.
What do you mean by that?
Look, you don't have to listen to me, but you're wrong.
Listen, I know I'm great. And I know you're thinking, Dante, there's no way I could be like you. But you could be me, you know why?
Because you know who I was? Before I was me, I was you. You.
Man score 202.
Better hear what I've got to say because you won't get it again.
I'm not an alpha male. I'm not a beta male either. I'm just a better man. Better man.
Well, put your happiness first, because if you don't, they won't.
What's up, y'all? GYBB, get your balls back. WWDD, what Dante do? The Sexual Revolution is being podcasted, and I am excited. Yes. Harry, what's popping? You ready to rock
and
roll?
Oh, man, you know me. You know me. I'm ready to rock and roll all the time. I'm always rocking and rolling. I don't need to be ready.
I'm outside.
We outside.
Even though we're technically...
I'm on the block. I'm not in Miami. I've just come on the block. Come see me. That's my impression of Jadakiss.
Jadakiss?
Yeah, just killing the push 'em up boys.
What'd he say? He's a dick and you pussy y'all neighbors.
Y'all neighbors. It's the greatest. We got special guests in the building.
Right.
My motherfucker, I ain't seen him in a minute. We've been missing phone calls, all kind of shit tapping. But you know,
I ran into him on the street. That's how we got him on the show.
Literally,
speaking of outside, I ran into him.
You
was
outside. We really was outside with him.
We were outside.
What are we doing? Did he say that to you, Sneak?
I said, what are you doing?
What are we doing?
Goes, I'm just going to the Comedy Cellar to see a show. I go, but that's inside. And he goes, I know. All right. Anyway, we're like, all right. He got some updates and stuff, some questions.
We got questions and stuff to tell us.
I got a lot to talk about.
I didn't even tell him.
Look, let's introduce him.
Off the audio.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Give it up for Sneeko, my dog.
What's up, baby? We back. It's good to be back.
We outside.
We really are.
So you had a lot. Sneeko was like.
Right. 2 days ago, I went to a sex party for the first time with my girl.
How long ago?
A play party, they call it.
Okay.
Yeah. A play party.
Nice.
On Halloween night. And that was, I saw her with another man for the first time.
Oh, you let her fuck?
It's a play party. Like, it is what it is. You gotta be allowed.
It's your choice. Your choice.
I mean, it's her choice. If we're gonna go there, like, you gotta leave all the rules at the door.
Fair enough.
And, like, we've done threesomes, you know, like, many times. It's her. It's fair. It's equal. Not with it.
Not with it at all.
You didn't like it.
Did it change you with her about how you see her or no? Or did you go, look, I asked for this, I gotta eat it?
No, I didn't really judge her for it. Cause like we were gonna swap with a couple and yeah. I was with that guy's girl and I just like, I would rather be with my girl right now. Like, she was not more attractive.
Park.
Yeah, it's just like, why am I doing this? I'm letting him fuck my girl.
Was she in the ballpark, like on the all-star level? Same thing?
Nah.
She wasn't. She wasn't close. Nah. See, that's the problem.
Nah.
Nah.
So, all right. So, we got to do more sample, another sample size here.
Yeah, but the swap-a-roonie, it's not always the bad bitches.
It's not for everybody.
The bad bitches don't really show up for the swap-a-roonie,
no,
yo.
Not all the time, no.
How many hotties was at the play party?
We were the youngest people that, there was most people in their 30s, 40s, and there were not that many bad bitches, though.
And the thing was,
I'm there with the bad bitch, so all the women want her, and all the men want her.
Yeah.
And I'm just there desiring. By maybe three women.
Right.
So everyone's on her. All these, like, I see them walking around when we first walked in and, like, they're having the drinks. It's like that fake conversation to socialize. Everyone's looking at, like, I want to fuck the shit out of her. And I'm just like, hey guys, how are you doing? I'm just a goof. Like, I don't need to be here.
Right.
Nobody wants me here.
When this is real, in real life, as Sneeko, everybody want to fuck you.
But not in the that scenario. I mean.
But I'm saying in real life, she's just another broad. You the motherfucking snake hole.
I guess.
Nah, tell the truth. That's the truth.
I mean, you do have value in real life, in that circle, right? I mean, you're a commodity.
Well, because everyone wants to get to her. Like, at one point, I'm fucking her on the floor, and then there's just, I look up, and there's just dicks here, like, next to her face, it's like, floating. Just trying to, floating, hanging.
Floating dicks.
Just trying to, like, get a hole, get an angle. Like, yeah. I don't.
See if she grabs. They're being polite, I guess, to some degree.
Just floats. It's here. No pressure. No, just a dick floating. I mean, if it's there if you need.
It's like fly fishing. Eat. They're willing to wait.
There's also some crudité. You want a little broccoli and some ranch.
It was like a waiter walking around with hors d'oeuvres. Like,
Sticks. If you feel like it, go take a nibble. Well, from my experience of going to those.
You've been to those, right?
Yeah, I've been to parties and things like that. I never did swapping with that because I'm not into watching my girl like or whatever, which you learned that you're not into
soft,
it either, which is nothing
I like
wrong.
A soft swap.
A soft swap? What is a soft swap?
Soft swap is like when a chick, she can fuck other chicks, but she
that doesn't count as a swap. Like, I love that. I enjoy watching that.
Soft swap.
I think that's a whole different ballpark. Like, I like, if my girl had a girlfriend, I would be filming it. I would go up to everything.
Right. That's all right, man. That's whatever your constitution is.
Yeah, but you could also have, like, I had a chick who I used to, like, we used to rock threesomes and stuff. But the chick that she brought, I used to beat, but she really wanted a relationship with my chick.
You used to beat,
you said? I used to hit the
So she wanted a relationship separate from the two.
I just want to make it.
She was like trying to get her to leave me, the girl.
Oh, yeah.
No. I'm just making it clear that you don't mean beat. Like, I used to beat her.
Beat, like sex.
Beat that,
like,
pussy.
Yeah.
You used to fuck her.
Yeah. But she was always trying to get, we should be together, this, that. But
she was trying to sneak in.
Yeah.
She was a temp.
She wasn't attracted to you at all?
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Why wasn't she into like a threes?
Because she was more chick than she was.
Isn't it better like that? Like right now we have one girl like that, and she's more into my girl than she's into me. But it's still kind of balanced. I think it's better like that, so that my girl doesn't get jealous.
That's because
you're
lazy.
Yeah.
Yeah,
lazy. Exactly. But how much effort should you really be putting into, like, women? You know, how much mental energy?
No, I don't mean mentally.
He means sexually lazy.
Sexually,
just breaking balls.
No. But she, like, we.
He means that at some point when they start eating each other out, you get up and go get a sandwich and a Gatorade.
It's not that bad. It's not that bad.
But I'm
you start
saying the pressure
looking
on
at TikTok videos or whatever.
The pressure is on. Like, so if you want a threesome, like, I've had threesomes where both the chicks was like. Like, okay, so, like, if you did a sneako threesome, like, just your fans was like, yo, da 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 da, two joints that you don't even know, they're like, so, what's up? And then you rocked out with two of them.
Yeah.
Now you are the conductor. You gotta keep the party, you gotta keep this plate.
You're the director.
The plate's spinning.
I sat through two episodes of Keeping Up with the Kardashians with these two girls. Just waiting for them to do it. And then they wouldn't. They're just sitting here watching the show. And even though, like, they were into each other, I had to do the first kiss for them. I'd be like, all right, how about you guys kiss now? They don't know how to initiate. They just know to sit there and watch Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Yeah. They're also younger girls, right?
They're like early 20s.
Yeah, that don't matter.
I think
girls who are a little bit older are a little more aggressive
older,
and less.
Older if they're into threesomes and stuff.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying.
But age is not. You have a young bitch do threesomes all the time. It's going to be better than a 40-year-old chick who's never done threesomes. She's going to sit and watch
Yeah, but even a quarterback in their 30s has more reps, so they don't fuck around a little bit. They know a little more.
Yeah, but
no?
it depends on. That's,
that's from my experience. That's my feeling.
That's a different. It's a different game. Hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This ain't rugby. This is football. Put your pads on. So I'm just saying it's this. But the point is, it's you gotta be into it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm not into watching another dude fuck my.
Not into it at all. But she likes that. She likes watching me with other women.
That's great.
Sounds like a
so. Why shouldn't it? But it should be equal, right? I should be able to enjoy.
It doesn't have to be.
What if she liked anal? She's supposed to put a strap on and then.
So some things just if you're not okay with
how many
okay
things
you don't like it, you don't. I mean, why would you? Look, I'm not judging. if you want a strap on, I don't know, you seem a little apprehensive about that. But I'm just saying,
If you do, that's cool.
I'm just saying, if you don't,
then you don't.
Why should you?
How many things in reverse does your chick not like doing in life, just in general, where they go, I don't like that. I don't even mean sexually, just in life choices. Like, yeah, I don't want to do that. I don't enjoy doing that. You respect each other's decisions, you know, one way or the other. Yeah. And then you, then at some point you reach, how much does this matter to you, no matter what it is? If it's every Sunday I got to go pumpkin picking or whatever, at some point I'd be like, I don't want to. I'm not the guy for you then.
I'm not going apple.
Yeah, I'm not the guy for you. And that's no different sexually or in real life.
Or if you go, it's really important to me, I want to go pumpkin picking, I'll be like, all right, I'm not into it, but we could go, and I'll have a good time. But you know it was a favor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've established I didn't want to go, and I went anyway.
I'm not a club guy, so I don't like going to the club. So if my girlfriend were somebody who loves going to clubs every Friday and Saturday night and getting blackout drunk, we wouldn't work. I would be like, that is not the lifestyle I'm into. So we're not. We are compatible because we both kind of don't dig
it. I dated a girl who liked to go, liked to party.
Yeah.
She would go party, go drink, and then call me up. Where you at?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You could do that too.
For some drunk dick at 3
like,
a.m.
Yeah, like I'm like, I'm home. Where, you know.
You taking a nap?
I'm coming.
Great. You're well rested.
You got a bitch there? No. Just come. Because if you got a bitch, just hurry up.
I know who you're talking about.
Oh, really?
I know who you're talking about because you always tell me she gets like sloppy drunk. Not sloppy drunk, but like very cartoonishly angry.
Cartoonishly angry.
The type of angry you can't be mad at her
like,
because it's so
this
silly.
This is adorable.
You
look at you.
Got all your rules.
Oh, you think it is? What?
One time you told me that girl back in the day went, you got a lot of rules. You and your rules.
You got rules. You got rules about, you know, like, you know.
She's so like, you can't even be angry at that.
I'm like, you goofy. Shut up. Take your pants off, stupid.
But you can make a choice in any aspect of it. But I will say that going to those parties and things, usually, it always seems a lot sexier in adult films, but it usually is not the sexiest people.
Not the finest people.
Nah. It's people. It looks like a coffee shop.
And you don't want to imagine going to your local coffee shop. Yeah,
naked DMV.
Imagine going over to the coffee shop of the DMV and seeing those people working naked. Yeah. It's not the most exciting situation. And then Sneeko shows up with his hot chick.
Sneeko walks in with the dimer.
Yeah.
And everybody's like,
because I met Sneeko. I got to meet Sneeko's chick on the street. Yeah, and she is a lovely lady.
She is a cutie.
That's why I felt like I owed it to her, because she's been so agreeable with all the stuff I want to do. Like, I want to have a girlfriend with her.
What did she say about fucking the dude?
She got it, so I left right away. Like, right when I saw, I was like, I can't, nah, I'm out. Like, I was like, I'm gonna let her do it. And but she, immediately she got up and like, she's like,
and she left. I'm not good.
Yeah, she left. Yeah, which I appreciate.
Was she into it or she wasn't?
She was into it. Yeah, that's part. That's like the biggest reason. I'm like, I don't want to see that.
Really?
Yeah.
She was into it until Sneeko wasn't into it, and then she was like, all right.
Now, do you think she was into it, or do you think she was into it because she thought you were into it?
Both.
She was legitimately into it.
Yeah.
Now, how did this come up? Because I'm trying to remember where we left off the last time with it. If she was into threesomes or you're trying
she
to
She wasn't
get
at all. She didn't want. I told her I was polyamorous. Like, I need multiple women.
Right.
She was not into that. Like, I'm monogamous. And now, like, I've completely flipped her. She said if I ever dated somebody after you, I could never go back to a monogamous relationship.
Oh, nice.
So we're learning. We're doing like old people shit. This is what people do in their old-ass marriages when they need to spice it up.
Yeah, they should find out what it is.
They should find out, yeah.
Yeah. So I think it was good to see that, to see how I'd react. But
it's not bad. You know. Now you know.
It was pretty bad. I ain't gonna lie.
Oh, for emotionally?
I had a bad dream about it. Like, really? I went, dicks!
Nightmare, a dick nightmare?
I saw a floating dick in my head.
Yeah, a lot of, man. Those reoccurring dick nightmares.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shante, crazy. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, it's funny because I remember Patrice told me a story about when he did it.
Oh, yeah.
I remember hearing about that.
And then he lost it when she spit on the dude's dick.
Oh, she went too aggressive.
And then he was like, all right.
They stopped after that?
Yeah, he was, all right, this is, you are too much of a trooper.
Yeah. He wanted more of a casual dick
fucking. And he's like, you know, you need spit to.
She was just from a practical standpoint. I was just trying to, you know, give it 100%.
Like, what do you want me in here? I mean, you want me half-assed in it?
I would have liked if she didn't enjoy it, if it was really bad, and she wasn't. Okay.
All right,
yeah, but that's a different fetish altogether. But
I could have tolerated it, but yeah, I just...
It would have been a little more tolerable if it was not so enthusiastic.
Yeah.
Well, again, that's all okay, man. How it makes you feel is how it makes you feel, and how, whatever.
But you don't think I owe that to her for her to be able to do that if I want to do it too?
That all depends on whether that's what she wants to do.
She wants to keep going to these parties.
To go fuck dudes.
Because, and girls. Like, there are a lot of girls on her too. But, like, she just wants to go there and, like,
well,
whatever.
Well, the girls'
portion
we've established is a go here. It seems both parties are into fucking the girls.
Yeah.
It's when a guy enters the picture that you're not as
exactly
I got to
accept
ecstatic,
that. Like, she wants other men, too, and, like, that's the healthiest way to do it.
How do you feel about that, Don? Does he have to accept it?
You don't have to accept anything you don't want to
accept.
Yeah,
but now you're not tolerant. You're not giving her the full pleasure that she wants. You're not pleasing her to her fullest. If you say, like, okay, I can't please you this way, you have to suppress that, then if that happened to me, if a girl told me, like, you can't do threesomes, I'm not with, I'd be like, okay, I'll look for somebody else.
Sure. Right.
Sure.
Or you make the compromise and you go, I guess I got to do this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, you could do either. You don't have to do any, you know?
Who did you go to the party with? Do you want alone?
No, I went with a chick. I went with two chicks.
Okay.
And but one was my main chick, and one was the other, you know, the side chick, right? It was like I just didn't like. First of all, I find whenever you do that, the dude is always dudes treat women like pin cushions. You know what I mean? Like, it's always an ego thing. Like I'm a fucking rail this bitch. You know what I mean? Like, it's not. It's more ego than it is anything else, which I don't find that women are the same way. Like, women are not in a situation where they're just trying to rail the bitch to death, you know? Nah. There's a different energy. Anytime I've had, me and my boys or something was fucking the same chick or something, it was never about the chick. It was always about...
Who could fuck her harder?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why another reason I didn't want to do it.
Yeah, so it's that, and I think men see that differently. But you don't have to do anything.
So
you
never did
do
a full swap. You always did soft swap, or you did
Yeah,
do
I did full swap, but not with a chick that I was, we were casual.
Hmm. Okay.
And we did a full swap, but I've just never been a dude who wanted to see somebody else plow my, you know.
Did you see your main bitch get fucked at that party?
It wouldn't have been his main bitch.
I wouldn't have.
You've never seen your main bitch get fucked.
I've had chicks that I was fucking with that did, but never a chick who I was like emotionally.
Why? Just because you don't think you could?
I just don't like it. I just. It's
how do you know? Well, yeah, you know.
You know, going in.
I knew before, and
main
I still.
Girl. Yeah. Like I feel like I don't want anyone. Any dude banging.
I'm not knocking
girl.
It if a dude does.
Yeah.
Wants me to be okay with it. I think she's just like, that's dumb girl mentality. She doesn't know that if I was into that, she'd lose all attraction for me. If I was like into her watching, how would you be attracted to me after that?
She wouldn't.
And that might be true for, I mean, there's some chicks, but.
I mean, there's some women who are really, really kind of liberal about it, and some dudes that are really, you know, they're like sex is sex and whatever, and the relationship is, I'm not that way. And I'm not saying that you can't be that way, I'm just not that way.
Well, why do you think you're not that way? Because I couldn't even understand all these guys bring their wives there, they were getting railed by like four or five guys. I'm like, how the fuck are you, and they're just watching, standing there.
Because I think they either don't think that the intimacy is important, you know, it's just sex, or they don't like their chick. You know?
I wonder. I don't know. I don't know why anyone. We'd need to get like a psychologist or something. Fetish.
You don't need to have a psychologist. It's either you're into it or you're not. Why are you into it? So like,
there's got to be something wrong with you if you're into that, or there's just kind of something off.
Yeah, but then you could make that argument about any other sex thing. Like, I think it's you could argue like it's wrong if you want to choke women or, you know, do BDSM.
I was watching Perv House.
Perv House. Yeah, Dante showed me Perv House. This fucking thing. We've both seen our fair share of porn. It is uncomfortable to watch, and then it's good entertainment, but it's good, crazy.
But it's like they're, it's like a family
of Russians.
Russians
or Ukrainian. It may not even be Russians.
They just, the house is dirty.
Are they related?
Not in real life.
In the
story.
In the storyline.
In the narrative.
In the narrative. And then they just come and it's just fucking each other and peeing on each other's feet and just, it's
peeing in soup and then eating the soup.
I'll turn you on to it later. It's like, meh. But to the same token that I like that, I don't think I would want to be in that. Like, it's
too filthy to be in.
Yeah, like, they're fucking pissing in the soup.
But you like watching it.
Oh, yeah.
But you're not watching it to beat off, are you?
To be entertained.
You, you did?
Yeah,
okay.
Oh, yeah,
I mean, not, I guess not when you showed it to me, but why would you?
At the time when you were here. You asked me not to.
That's true. I did say, Dante, could you stop? And you go, all right, I guess somebody wants to be a party pooper.
This guy's
this
fucking
wet blanket.
But,
all right,
but
I'll
just,
put
I mean,
away
I think
my
there's
dick.
Things that you're attracted to sexually that you don't necessarily want to do. I mean, a good friend of mine, a female comic, she loves watching. She's a straight lesbian and she loves watching regular porn with a dude because she kind of identifies with the dude. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that's, you know, still doesn't mean she want a guy to fuck a girl. You know what I mean? It just, I think it's just what, you know, like, why do you like chocolate ice cream? I just do. You know what I mean? It's just, there's no
something in your head for whatever
nothing,
reason.
No reason.
So she doesn't, she thinks that I should change my mentality. It's a mental block and it's a sex party. Everything should go. It's just pleasure. And I should let that go.
Everybody in there has rules about what they're comfortable and what they're not comfortable. I would say this: the more you go to these parties, the more it's a slippery slope. You open yourself to stuff more, and it becomes more common because the problem is that it's just not common. So it's not common, so you feel kind of fucked up about it. You know what I mean? Like it's.
Then how do I make the open relationship fair? If I'm able to do my thing and like.
She likes girls, right?
Yeah, but not as much as guys. Like, you know, it's only she's mostly bisexual for me, I think.
Okay, so she's not really into girls.
She is, like, she is, but you know, she would have never date a woman.
Yeah, but is she into guys? Like,
yeah,
she's into guys.
Yeah.
So, but she's into guys and she's into you. Is she into guys just random cocks, or is she into you? When you say she's into guys, I'm saying, is she into you or is she into guys? Like, is she the type of chick that's running that was always checking for some other dude, trying to fuck some other dude?
No.
So then what's the thing?
I mean, to satisfy that, doesn't everybody have that innate feeling to have sex with people? Like, how do you scratch that itch?
I think it depends on what the itch is. Do you know what I mean?
So like, she should only, like, if we were to stay together forever, I should expect to be the only person she ever...
No, you should do what you're comfortable with doing.
But what's fair? That doesn't matter?
Nothing is fair.
Okay.
And when is anything fair? Let me ask you something. You make a good living, yes?
Yeah.
How much does she pay for shit when y'all go out?
Oh, like, she does a pat sometimes.
But nothing.
Sometimes.
But that's not fair, right?
Yeah.
Nor do you expect it to be fair, do you? This is my chick. I got you. You don't. I mean, you don't. You're not keeping the books on her, right?
Kinda. I keep a mental check. Like, all right, I've been paying a lot. Like, it's time for her.
Yeah, but it's a lot. It's not like, oh, I spent $1.30.
It's not 50-50 at all.
And it's nowhere near. It's not probably not 70-20.
She thinks it is. She's like, oh, I pay sometimes, but like you paid for a pack of gum, and I paid for the drinks and the oysters.
Right, right.
Come on.
So it's not fair at all. Nothing's fair.
So she's so always reaching. When you guys are a Target, she reaches. But when you're at a, you know, sushi place.
Uh-huh. Not only that, but if it's some, like, I always tell this story.
Which is fine.
I had this chick that was coming. She used to come. And a lot of chicks who used to come visit me here, because I was running the street, the street dudes knew me. So if they knew the chick was with me, she had carte blanche coming through the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. So they would, you know, she didn't even know that motherfuckers were, but there was some dudes up the block who was like, yo, come in, let me talk to you. And then they threw snowballs at her. My mom was still alive. And she came in crying and she was like, these guys, they threw snowballs at me. They wouldn't talk to them. And so I started lacing my books. And this is how my mom, this is how gangster my mom was like. My mom was like, told her, oh, he's going.
This well, after you somebody, went. After
no,
you went,
no,
she
as
went.
As I was lacing my boots, she was the girl was, I don't want nothing to happen to him. And he, my mom was like, oh, no, this is happening. He's going. She goes, I don't want anything. He'll be fine. He'll be fine. She goes, but if you don't want him to go, don't come in here crying. Don't come in here sniffling and crying. Because if somebody come in, you come in here sniffling and crying, someone's getting their ass beat. So make
just
up your
just know that this is not a guy and, you could
and my mom
just
wasn't
cry
even
to.
Worried. My mom was like, yeah. Oh, this is.
She was so used to it at that point.
Yeah, my mom was like a smooth stone.
She didn't even stop whittling knitting her sweater
just,
in a rocking
yo,
chair.
This is going down. So my point is this. I don't expect her to do that for me. There's right. things that I do all the time that that your partner doesn't do for you. Nothing is equal. Equal means the same.
Right, but don't you think that if I start suppressing that, like if she expresses a desire to do that, and I'm like, nah, you can't do that, she gonna cheat.
Well,
people do what they want to do.
Yeah, but here's the thing: you open this Pandora box. And now the question is, are you going to be, how if she's running around going to sex parties and fucking dudes, are you going to be, you going to see her the same way that you always see her?
Hell no.
Right. Then eventually it's going to fall apart, right? Yeah. So she's got to make a decision. Is this something you want to pursue? Then you can't. You just can't do it with me.
You didn't like the sex parties because they looked like DMV people?
I it doesn't matter to me. I don't like the whole. I don't like the public thing. I'm not into the public thing.
Also, you don't like hanging out. I know for me, I don't like hanging out and chatting with people.
There's worst conversations I've ever
had. That part of it also I didn't like at those things where you're just like chatting
especially
and making small talk.
Especially when the pretext
and,
is that I got the dime in here and all you motherfuckers
just
is just trying to fuck.
My girl,
get
away
from
me.
It's like when you bring champagne and everybody brings in Meisterbrau or whatever the fuck.
It's like PBR and you got the champagne and then they're like, hey, hi.
I brought
great
something
to
too.
Oh, you can take some of that. I'll take some of that.
Yeah, I brought something too. But, you know, it's what you're comfortable with as a human being, and if she's uncomfortable with something, she will make sure that you know that she's not into something. Now, you feel like you molded her into, because I know last time you're talking about it, maybe you feel like you molded her into
wanting
threesome.
Yeah, I feel like it's my fault. Like,
it is your fault. Yeah. But,
it's always your fault.
But you can always change your mind about what you like
you
and what you don't like.
You can change what you like.
Because there's no way in the world that she's going to keep getting plowed by strange dudes and you're still going to be like, yo, this is my girl.
Yeah,
I had a girl who
if
was
you're
doing,
not into
I had a girl
that, yeah.
who wanted to do. She had did a couple of porns, and she didn't want. She was like, "Oh, I thought you would be so open minded. Yeah, I don't want to date
a porn star.
I don't want to date a porn star. I'm not saying I'm. You could do porn, but you can't be with me. And this is not serious. You rock out and do whatever you do. I see you when I see you. We rock out and whatever, and we keep it like that. But We're not being close. I'm not gonna be close. Like I'm not gonna kiss you to go to work and then you go suck dick and then come home. How was your day? Oh, it was a rough day. My back hurts. You know, like I don't want to, you know. But I don't
wanna be icing your pussy lips.
Like I don't wanna
help.
Yeah, I don't wanna that's just not something I wanna do. So,
you don't want leftovers.
It's not I just don't wanna do it. I'm just not interested. Dude, I don't even wanna fuck a chick if I don't like her. Like even if she's bad, if I don't like being around her, if I'm not comfortable with her being around her and talking to her and stuff, I don't even wanna do that. So but I mean I'm older, so I mean I get that you're young and it's like, you know, I'll fuck that and fuck this and fuck I get that, but what you find is the best sex is sex with is intimacy.
Yeah.
And if she's on this shit right now where this is where you could just go out. I mean, you've already talked about how you didn't like it, right?
Yeah.
And what did she say?
She thinks it's a mental block that I need to, because she's so into it. She likes seeing me do that. And so she's like,
she likes
like,
you fucking other people.
Yeah.
But why does that have to, what does that have to do with her fucking other people?
She says if she's able to do it and get past it, because she wasn't really comfortable with that at first, then I should be able to do it.
You're different people.
Yeah.
Just because you just because she...
I just don't think it's natural. It doesn't make sense as a man to be into that. Like, biologically, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I mean, none of it, in theory, makes sense. Yeah. In theory, the only thing that should make sense is man sticks penis in woman's vagina, but that's not how it all works. I mean, even when you get into... And we don't have to get into all the transgender and different sexes and stuff, but it's whatever you're comfortable with. Mm-hmm. You know, because in that theory, like... It's equally as unnatural that you like watching your chick fuck another chick. You know, that doesn't josh with the quote-unquote biology. It's whatever you're comfortable with. And those people at that party are fucking super comfortable with that. And good for them. But it doesn't mean that you or I have to be comfortable with it. You know, for me, I never got
into
that.
And I'm
going to
be honest.
And it's all right.
I don't even know people who... I don't know people... Like, there's people that do it. And then there's people that do it for a period of time. And then they don't do it. It's like Jim David. Jim David's a gay dude.
Oh, yeah. That's
he was
right.
Like, he's an old gay dude. He goes, me and my partner, we don't even fuck no more. We're just two old dudes who live together and we love each other and whatever. He goes, no angel wings and sequins hot shorts. We don't get on the float. We don't go to the parade. Uh-huh. Like, it's just, that's just not where we're at. So I think just as well as it can happen the other way where you explore these things and then you move off to something else. I don't even really like threesomes anymore.
Why?
It's more work. It's work. It's a lot of work. If you do it right.
It's work, and the pressure's on you is that you got to be quarterback.
That's why I'm saying it's better if the third girl likes your girlfriend more. Then she could do a lot of
then
the...
Then you could be lazy.
Yeah.
That's what Dante's saying. And he's not saying that it's bad.
I'm just saying that's why you like the girl.
But then they try to steal your girlfriend
from
you.
Then they try to steal your girl.
Which you gotta work, you know. But again, you gotta be confident in that you're with the right person who's not gonna go away with somebody.
I had a chick who used to love to bring other girls in, but then she would treat the girls like trash.
Shit. Yeah.
Like
because she was self conscious,
like a dirty dildo. She treated them like just she was smacking bitches and choking them and making them. You know, she was. Just,
well, the girl was into it, right?
Huh?
The trashy girl was into it, right?
Yeah, at the time, but then she would be trashy. Like, we would go to breakfast, and she would be like, bitch, no syrup for your wife or your waffles, bitch. And she was just... Yeah.
She continued role-playing past the bedroom, is what happened.
No
reason to choke this girl outside the Waffle House.
We're not driving you home, bitch. Walk. You know, just like... But she was like that, and she also wanted to discard the bitch afterwards. Mm-hmm. Like, get away.
Because she was very self-conscious about losing, about sharing. So she liked the sexual part of it, or she was doing it to please you.
So, it, you know what I'm saying? I think you just have to define what you like. And if you define what you like and she defines what she likes, and then you go, I don't like it. I tried it. I don't like it. I mean, it's not like she can't say you tried it. Mm-hmm. You can just, I don't like it. You know? I don't want to watch some other dude fucking railing you. What the fuck?
My girl told me that when we were doing the long distance thing, this has got to need some rail you.
Fuck, man. I've been having PTSD like all day long, like flashback. Ah, ah.
Well, I mean, look, man, you don't have to ever do it again. You tried it. It's something you tried. You don't have to do it again.
I think it's funny. It's a funny experience because I definitely...
It's one of the most unique life experiences in the world, bro.
Yeah.
I mean, but again, now you have a story that nobody else has.
But you could also go, I don't want to do that again.
Yeah.
Why can't you do that?
You feel about watching your girl get fucked the way I feel about roller coasters. I'm like, ah, I did that. It's not for me. No, thank you. But how is your relationship outside of the sexual part? Like, from day to day.
I was
going to
ask you that. How much
watching her get railed that clearly bothers you.
How much bullshit do you entertain from a female before you decide to cut it off?
Mm.
Like, how much do you have question. To do with her problems? Like, when is it worth, like, okay, it's too much stress, it's not worth it. When does it shift?
When I decide it's too much stress. I mean, I guess the circumstances is... The circumstances is based on how much I like the person, how I don't like, what I tolerate.
So it just depends on the...
Yeah, I reserve the right to say no. No means no, Stinko.
Consent's important.
Consent is important for me, too. And if I don't want to do something, I'm not doing it. If I don't like how you're treating me, I'm not doing it. If I liked it and I say I don't like it no more, just like, it's the same thing. I get to say no.
Well, how much do you train a bitch? How much do you get her to learn and like...
You know what's funny about that is I've changed that in terms of I just give the parameters, and if somebody doesn't act within the parameters, I just get rid of them.
Yeah.
And then they go, if
I understand what he's saying in the sense of, like, how much are you, how much do you tolerate and do you try to make accustomed to your relationship, and how much do you go, this person, when is the line where you just cut them off and go,
well, I would say,
you don't do what I want to do.
I would say the interesting thing I would say about all of this is that I think you make a decision about where your tolerance is on a basis of who you are and what you experience and what you're willing to put up and what your happiness. Put your happiness first. If you don't, they won't. So you can put up with something that you don't like, and then you can be unhappy. But why would you do that? I mean, I think what's interesting is, I think, why are we tolerating anything? When we're comfortable tolerating with something and we get it, you know, we were just talking about somebody getting drunk and going, you got a bitch in there, you know, like, and it's cute and it's fine, I don't really mind. But if it becomes a situation where somebody is overstepping their boundaries, then I go, yeah, I don't like that, don't do that. And if you continue to do it,
then
I'm done. Yeah. I talked about this before. I was, this chick wasn't, she didn't want to give no head. And I was like, yo, you don't give a head. It was, well, I'm not really that good at it. And then I go, well, I'm here to practice. So, you know, what?
Start.
And I was like, well, this is not a non-negotiable. This is not non-negotiable. Like, I am not going to move on without getting my dick sucked. So if this is not what you want to do.
Yeah.
Then I find, so she, it was good for a while, and then it went back to the same thing again. And I was like, look, I just think it's best we go our separate way. She was like, why? And I was like, well, I just don't feel like you dig me like I need you to dig me. And she was like, no, I think the communication is better with spending time. And I was like, well, then why is my dick not in your mouth?
And like, then it was done after that.
Like, we had this conversation. Like, I'm not, it's okay that you don't want to do it, but if you don't want
to
do it.
But and that's important to me. In our sex life.
I said that to a girl, and then she called me a clown, and she said she was never going to talk to me again.
And what happened? Okay.
She called me the next
day.
Exactly.
Booyah, Sneeko.
Exactly.
You got Sneeko'd, bitch.
I think I learned that from this. I think I heard you say that, and I just told her, like, yeah, I mean, you don't suck dick, and I'm not going to...
You're a clown. Oh, so I should go the rest of my life and not get my dick sucked because you think I'm a clown.
I'm a clown that's going to get his dick sucked.
I'm a getting his dick sucked clown.
I'm Dicko the clown. I'm all about getting this. You could juggle these balls. Yeah. Be careful. You get squirted in the face like a flower.
Hey, that's
Dicko
not water.
The clown.
That's not water. But, you know, I just think...
Watch.
You we make a decision. You know what I mean? You value it, and you make a decision.
For me, if it really becomes more, it's the ratio. You know, people have their good times and their bad times and their good moods, and when it becomes almost a 50-50 split of good versus bad, that's too much for me.
Cuz it's never 50-50 cuz I'm always doing it, more than 50 anyway. So
right.
It's like
if you're ever to that point where 50% of the time, I mean, that's a high rate of tolerance. And I try to give the benefit of the doubt to the person. Are they going through something in that moment? Or is this a situation?
Yeah, is this
temporary?
A one-off? Or is this a... So,
but if it's consistent and every day and
but
you
if
go,
you say to your girl,
this...
I don't like you fucking other dudes, and she goes, well, I want to fuck other dudes, you got to...
I don't think that'd be a deal breaker. I think it's just like I opened that Pandora's box and now
that's
I
all right,
close
but
it.
You don't have to. But women change their
yeah,
mind
but here's,
all
here's
the time.
The problem. And what if you had that was going on? And it just eventually it's going to chip away at how you feel about her.
I would tell her that because I would lose attraction to her. But right. That's not even like the I'm talking about, like, how much nagging do you tolerate? That's aside from the
not
sex
sexually
party.
Speaking, no, just in the everyday relationship.
The emotional stress. When does the fear of loneliness step in at some point? Because I think that's why most guys settle down and get married. It's like eventually, like, all right, I'm just going to tolerate it. I don't feel like dating anymore. I don't want to die alone. So
you shouldn't worry about loneliness because there's nothing lonelier than being with the wrong person. Because I've been lonely being in the same room with a person and you don't talk. That's lonelier than being by yourself.
Somebody that doesn't have respect for you.
Yeah. That's lonelier than being by yourself.
You're by yourself. You're there, but you're by yourself. And you're settling for this image of what you perceive as not being by yourself, but you're really by yourself. You know, it's I think, you know, I think it's from person to person. I mean, some dudes, I know dudes who love, you know, their mama was a bitch, and they love dating cunts, you know, women that give them a hard time and shit on them and tell them they ain't shit, and they love it. that's what they're into. The problem is, I think that they try to ignore it as if that's not really what they're into. But if you're tolerating it,
that's what you like.
Yeah, or at least, I mean, it could be that you don't feel like you have options. And here's the crazy thing about this is, I think that what happens is the change is, like, if your girl is hot, she can have whatever she wants. She can have dudes, nobody cares whether she's smart, she's just bad. If she's bad, some dude will put her in the front row because she's a bad bitch. But the difference is, you get older. And then motherfuckers don't want. I used to have this thing. I was like, 20-year-old pussy is priceless. It's worth like dinner and drinks. And then that's the 30-year-old pussy is worth an appetizer, right? 40-year-old pussy is drinks, but bottom shelf drinks only, well drinks. And 50-year-old pussy is worth 2 Skittles, and not the red ones, the green ones. Because nobody wants. But as you get,
disgusting.
And this is what's fucking happening.
Skittles or 50-year-old pussy? What are you? Which one?
It's a perfect metaphor. Both.
Oh, both. Jesus.
So, I don't know. But it's
I like both. I don't know what to tell you. Happy Halloween. I've had my share of both.
But I'm saying the point is a 50-year-old woman. I've seen this too where you get a 50-year-old woman who is unaware that she's a 50-year-old, and she's like, let me tell you, like, bitch, you 50. Like, like, you're not on the open market, you're not worth that much. Like, stop.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if you.
But the true game is learning the value that none of it's worth it.
None of it. Like, all of it is a sacrifice.
There's always, I forget what story it was, but there was this bunch of golfers or something sitting in a country club, and this dime piece walks down the stairs or whatever, and they're like, God damn, she looks great. And one of the older guys goes, there's already somebody out there who's tired of her. Already, because that only lasts for so long. Because how much fucking are you doing? Even if you're fucking a lot.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm a lazy fuck. I guess an hour a week total if I added it all up. I'm not a long term. I'm not doing any of that tantric sex that Sting does.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, even if you're a fucking lunatic, you're doing 7 hours a week. What about the rest of the time? You know, if you're not fucking her, what is she bringing to your life?
I'm probably not going to chime in on this. You got to keep talking about
what? What do you mean?
About 7 hours, like, that's what
I mean, that's,
like,
I'm not lying. I'm a lazy fuck sometimes.
Yeah,
I as far I go quantity. I mean quality, not quantity.
I go quantity.
I make
and
it
quality.
A you need Dante, both. I make it a great 30 seconds, all
right? I was thinking 7 hours a week, that sounds pretty realistic, right?
Yeah.
It could be. And I've done it, but I you know.
I'm just saying it what you as you grow older, which is interesting because you know, I'm watching. I feel so touched. I feel watching Sneeko grow up.
He is growing up.
He's just, you know, it's
just less than a year ago. He's a young kid, and now he's a grizzled veteran who's
watched
someone
get railed.
He's up, you know, that's growing up.
No, you don't have to do nothing you don't want to do because here's the thing. They're not going to do what they don't want to do. Trust me. If they don't think you're worth it, they're not going to do it. So you better find your happiness. And I think there's a reasonableness to it. But it's also a situation where if it's something that makes you unhappy, then don't do it.
And I got just here's another little side piece to that. If she didn't like it, if she really didn't like it, she would sabotage it. If she didn't like, I know you introduced her to it, but if you tried to introduce her to it and she didn't like it, she would find a way to fuck it up because she doesn't like it. So it meaning like she would find a way to ruin the threesomes if she didn't like it. She would insult the chick. She would be passive aggressive. She would be overly picky with the chick. She would do everything to make it a fucking pain in the ass.
She would smack if the girl in the face. I've had that.
Pull on her weave.
You had that happen?
You know tricks.
Oh, this chick, when she would do threesomes, she was brutal. The bitch would blow me and she would make the bitch gag, like push
her head down.
She was just brutal. Like, mean. Like, and I didn't mind it during, but
I bet you liked it.
But then afterwards, it was like, you know, like, we're going for breakfast. And she's like, bitch, shut the fuck up. I'm like,
damn.
Why you? Oh, you like that bitch?
In the morning?
You're just like, I'm not that I like her, but I treat her just like I treat the mailman. Be nice.
Be nice
to somebody.
Doug, I was in this house, right? My mom was still around. I did this threesome with this chick, and then we was like, and we had another threesome with another friend of hers, right? So we was like, let's call her. It was the day before Mother's Day. I remember it like it was yesterday, right? And I have a queen size bed, you know what I mean? Because the rooms are small, right? So it was like all of us, it was three, me and three girls in the queen size bed.
Three girls in the queen size bed?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And
the part I couldn't tolerate.
And they were all mothers, because I'm a motherfucker. So I was like, let's go out for breakfast for Mother's Day, right?
Wow.
So we come in, right, and
so you come into the IHOP.
We went to Juniors, actually.
Hey.
Here's the funny thing. As we're leaving the house, my sister had picked up my mom, and I'm walking out with three chicks going to
Happy like, Mother's Day. And you kiss your mom on the cheek.
I didn't kiss her because it was pussy all over my face. I was like, Happy Mother's Day, Mom.
You dabbed your mom. You gave her a fist bump. You gave her one of these, like, hey.
I gave her a kiss, a salute. Because it was a
fist bump.
Just all kind of.
There's still a little fumes on that blow kiss, though.
There was some kerosene
on that.
There was debaucherous. And then we went to Juniors, and everybody looked at like, what the fuck is going on? But, you know, whatever.
Hey, listen, Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's
Day. I mean, you made those girls Mother's Day.
I did.
What else are they going to do? Open a picture frame, a macaroni picture frame?
Hey, listen, they shit-ass baby fathers didn't take them out for
breakfast.
That's
true.
I took them.
That's dinner and a show.
That's it. So, I mean, whatever.
You never had to deal with the baby daddy?
I've had dudes call me up about, you know, Michelle. Actually, I don't. Her number was in your phone. Blah, 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 blah. I'm like,
I'm sure it was,
I
just, bro.
Maybe, but you probably should check her out, though. You should probably ask her what's going on.
Man.
They were like, you know what the fuck it is. I was like, I'm outside. What are we doing?
Happy Father's Day.
I'm not hard to find. But
I've been lucky. I haven't had to deal with the baby's daddy.
I would always go like, dog, you calling me about it? I couldn't have fucked if she didn't let me.
Right.
Like, I didn't rape her, dog. She voluntarily rocked
out. She drove over here.
Right.
We fucked her in my house.
He's like, oh, you watch and see. I'm going to say, come on, dog. Don't do this to yourself. You're playing yourself, dog. You know the game.
You know what
you did what you had to do.
I'm trying to help his girl out. She's bored and upset.
Yeah, doing her a favor.
And then I'm a bad guy.
Do? Let her sit home and watch reruns on a Mother's Day? Not on my watch.
It's a wonderful life.
Yeah.
She's sitting home watching.
What's she gonna do?
I'm trying to
help her out.
She got waffles that day. Anyway, Zico, we gonna do
and
something
orgasm.
Behind the Patreon.
Well, we got 5 minutes.
We got when 5 minutes.
When I give you a five, that means 5 minutes.
All right. Oh, so I want to get into this real quick. So I haven't talked to the fans about this, so y'all ain't gonna really. But so I sent my wife and my son to England, and then my wife told me she don't want to come back.
Oh boy,
she don't want to come back to England, so she's got my son in England under false pretense. And I realized that you there's so many things that you have to take into consideration when you have a child with somebody, because you want to have some kind of control over how you raise your kid and stuff and so on and so forth. And when you have people and they have certain ideas about their own personal neurosis and what's important to them, then they have this. So her, you know, it was. I feel like I did as much as I could. You would agree with that.
More than I could possibly do. I would say from my perspective, you gave her an amazing life for both her and your son.
I also believe that I believe that eventually it'll come around that she'll realize that it was a mistake and probably want to shoot back. But
of course.
But the problem with that is that once people show you who they are,
you can't.
That's
go
who
back.
They are. Yeah. How can you trust them?
I would sympathize more if I was in that situation. I would feel like, all right, she came all the way over here from England. This is a new place. She doesn't have any friends here. And she's freaking out. She's a new mom. Probably got added a lot of weight. She's mentally, she's not
where she was.
Yeah, like she's coming from a different country.
I would say that knowing Dante, he considered all those things. I mean, listen, we had those discussions.
Yeah, yeah.
He absolutely considered all those things. And that was fine for the initial couple months or whatever.
Yeah,
you know,
I
after the pregnancy.
That, but you have to take an active part in making friends. You have to take an active part in creating a social circle where you're at to do that. And if you didn't do that, there's nothing I can do about that.
It was her decision to come here and move here?
Yeah.
She volunteered. She was like really willing every day.
Well, he didn't force her.
She was like, I want to get the fuck out of this place. I can't wait to be with you.
Yeah.
I mean,
so.
You can simply, I mean, what your instincts are right for, and you should sympathize with people and give them an ask.
But
and
it's really, the sympathy is not the thing. The sympathy is this a one-off kind of thing? Or is this the constitution of the person that you're dealing with? So what I mean is this who the person is?
That's a pretty big character defining action.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
That's the point.
And,
yeah.
Especially if you have other things that support that as well. You know, you have these definitive kind of decisions. And so you can expect that when shit gets hot, that you're going to. You bailing. You've shown me that this is what you're gonna do. You're gonna bail, and then not only you're gonna bail, but you're gonna be like, you don't do shit. You don't this. You don't like. Come on, you can't. Like one of the things that I, you know, and this is interesting because it's like I haven't seen Sneeko in a minute. Like we've been trying to connect and stuff, and we haven't been able to connect. But if Sneeko needs something, or a couple, he was looking for a car, whatever stuff. Sneeko would call me and yo. You know, whether it pans out or not, I hit him right back, and I go, "Yo, talk to my man." This whatever I got.
Who hit me up again yesterday?
Oh, he did.
Yeah.
What he
said? He just said like, "I have your number. Like, who are you? Who linked us up?"
Whatever. Mm-hmm. You get a charger?
Yeah, that's out front. Yeah.
So,
you got a Dodge Charger?
Yeah.
It's fast.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So, but the thing is. You could anybody that knows me and Harry Old Testament.
Yeah.
That's the dude. If I'm your friend,
I'll say that I don't want to give what it's your story to tell. So yeah. I don't want to give details that you're not ready to give or whatever.
I give it.
The fuck,
I don't care.
But,
go ahead and tell
but
me
my
say
point
what
is, and we also have 1 minute left in the regular show. But suffice to say, Dante did everything he could to fulfill her needs emotionally, to try to help her. Anything she needed, Dante provided. But sometimes you reach a point where a person needs to help themselves or has to be happy with themselves. So you can only do so much.
Yeah,
if the person
you can't make somebody happy.
You can't make somebody happy. And I think, from my personal assessment, is running from one place to another. It's wherever you go, there you are. People sometimes will run from place to place, thinking that using that is either an excuse or a hope that that'll change things. Oh, America's the problem. America's not the problem. It's you're the problem. You have to figure those things. You have to be happy for yourself.
And I would facilitate anything for her to be comfortable or whatever.
And you did.
And I did. But if you're going to take that and throw that away, I can't trust that you won't throw that away again. Mm-hmm. Like, I just don't trust. And not in a sense of maliciously trying to make decisions, but just you're your decisions are not based in logic and just basic understanding. And then when you try to you want to do revisionist history and you want to act like you don't know, who the fuck I am. And everybody knows who I mean, I'm not easy. I mean, you've known me for what, year now? Maybe a year?
Something like that, yeah.
Have I ever been inconsistent about?
No.
At anything? At any point where you was like?
No.
Never and even if it is inconsistent, you'll go, well,
what's up? Yeah.
And then I'll just go, da-da-da-da, and then it will add up.
It'll make sense.
Right.
There'll be a reason or
and
logical
so, and
reason.
And Harry's known me for 20.
Yeah.
So if you're trying to say that I didn't do something and I wasn't willing to make
or
sacrifices
you there,
to my son
and, you didn't
and
do enough,
wouldn't do this, or you're inconsiderate or you're manipulative or you can't sell that. And this is why credibility is important. Like, if you always lead with credibility, then people, you can't make stories up. Because there's nobody's gonna co-sign that. Mm. nobody that knows me would say that that little boy was the most important thing in my life, and there's nothing that I wouldn't
do. That's why I was so surprised when you said that. I was like, really? Like, you seemed like you were fully invested in this.
Of course.
He was. He was. He loved that kid. He was, you know, trying to make things work, but that only lasts for so long.
But you're trying to rewrite the situation, and you want to, now you want to act like
it. Change the narrative. We'll talk more about it on the Patreon.
Yeah, we'll talk about it.
We gotta wrap up.
Let's wrap it up.
But join us over on the Patreon if you want to hear more.
Look me up. Just Google me. You'll find me. Sneeko.
Great Sneeko. All my stuff at Harry Turjanian. That's where all my stuff is at. All my YouTube, my comedy links on YouTube.
And if you see me and my girl at a party, just give me a little space.
Yeah.
Please.
Don't float your dick.
Unless you're a hot chick, and then.
Then welcome.
Then you're welcome. But if you got a sausage with you, just keep it moving. Keep it moving.
Yo, everything mine. You can check Google me, Dante. You know what it is. One-on-one consultations. Hey, man, we're going to talk about this other shit behind the scenes. GYBB, get your balls back. WWDD, what would Dante do? The sexual revolution being podcasted. Man, I love y'all, man.
We outside.
We outside.